Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. This program is supported by San Juan Health Partners Urology, providing a wide range of personalized services for the whole family, including children. Our caring professionals are dedicated to helping meet your urology health needs with skill, experience, and service you need. For a complete listing of our services and to learn more, visit sanjuanhealthpartners.com or call 505-609-6300. San Juan Health Partners Urology, a division of San Juan Regional Medical Center. Joining me now on the telephone from Silverton, Daniel Sullivan is with me, the president and artistic director of the Silverton Theater Mine. Daniel, good morning.
Good morning, Scott. How are you doing?
I'm well.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being with me on what's going to be a very busy day for you as you get started with the Molly Mook Fiddler New Plays Festival in Silverton, which starts later on today, correct?
It does. We've got three performances and readings at 2:30, 6:30, and 8:30 today. And then Friday we've got the same schedule, which also then includes a short 8 o'clock to an 8 o'clock version of a 10-minute play finalist from the Durango Arts Center. So yes, it's going to be a busy series of 3 days.
Right. And what a great way to remember Molly. Of course, a lot of folks here in Farmington at San Juan College remember her very fondly as the former theater director here, and you and Molly go back a ways too, because you both met in theater as well, right?
We did. We met in grad school at the University of Iowa. I was in the playwright in the MFA playwriting program. She was in the MFA acting program, and we became friends and sustained a friendship, you know, over the years. And a number of the people here at the event also met Molly at the University of Iowa, and have come together for her because of these deep friendships she formed.
Yeah. Right. And though all of you have kind of roots back in the Midwest, but Silverton seems to be kind of the magnet that brought you all together and why you wanted to do this festival there, correct?
True. Molly, when we met in Iowa, she was often speaking, you know, profoundly about this place, Silverton. It was almost kind of like a Shangri-La in the manner it was, because it was in a valley and mountains. And so all of us were a bit curious. And after we graduated, we all kind of made our way here at some point or another and discovered the same love for Silverton that she had, and that it became a place that we returned to frequently because of her relationship to it.
Right. And it seems to me, and I only had the opportunity to work with Molly just a few times, but whenever you were involved with a project that Molly was involved with, her enthusiasm and passion was very infectious. Would you agree with that?
I would agree. Infectious and a quantum step of infectiousness, I would say.
Right.
She could get people to do things for nothing, and you know, that they never expected they'd do, because you know they just were compelled by this feeling about her, you know, that she created around things and projects and theater performances. Yes, I agree.
And I bet that's very visible these days with this new event that all of you have come together to put together. I mean, there's a lot of her friends I know and colleagues and people that want to do this, but also to keep her love of theater alive in a place that she loved, being Silverton, Colorado.
It's true. Yeah, that sense, the sense of place, her presence, the feeling of her presence, and that excitement around it is all quite evident. I was in rehearsals yesterday for the first time as we're moving into this series of days, and you could feel it. We've got people coming in from different parts of the country, one coming from Ireland, and we've got people coming in from Farmington, and yes, that feeling and that excitement's building, as everybody's going to focus on finding ways, when however they can, to sustain her legacy and her vision for theater up here in Silverton.
Right. And so for folks who are listening this morning here in San Juan County, and they can certainly go up and check out some of these performances, some of these readings, and tell us what to expect. And again, it starts later on today, but we'll be going throughout the weekend, right?
True. There'll be Friday performances of readings and Saturday performances of readings. And so if they couldn't get up today, they could. There would be tomorrow and the next day.
Right.
This year we went slightly larger. We have 11 performances. We've got a writer from Providence, Rhode Island, one from Dunquane, Ireland. We've got a Durango writer. One from Los Angeles. We've got a New York writer, and so it's certainly national and a tad international, but also regional. Molly was quite concerned about that Four Corners commitment. So we have two writers from the Four Corners. That would be Lee Meggs and Sarah Severson. We're going to be doing work. The tickets are $10 per performance. There's a $20 single day pass, which would let you see all three shows. And then there's a $35 all access pass. And if you showed up on Thursday, you pay $35 and see everything over the course of the Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Okay. And again, it's going to be taking place, as you mentioned, for the next 3 days. And the location is at the Grand Imperial Downstairs
Hotel.
Theater. Is that where it is?
Yeah. Right. You're at the Grand Imperial Hotel, which is kind of the centerpiece hotel in Silverton. And they have a small downstairs theater that in fact, used to be a long bar in the mining days, and it's been transformed over the years, in the last century, and it seats about 55 comfortably, very small, like proscenium stage, and nice, very intimate theater.
Nice. And we should do a shout out to some of the Farmington actors and folks from the area that are going to be up there too, right? Some names that folks might recognize.
Yes, Cindy Reed, I think, who's performed in a number of plays. Charles Pike. There's a young student, Cody John, who's now a student at Fort Lewis College, who was a high school performer in Farmington. Pam Breithaupt, who's no longer in Farmington but had been a fixture in Farmington for a number of years. All of those, they're all up here, and they'll be performing in different projects and shows for the writers that have come in.
Wonderful. I'm talking with Daniel Sullivan. He's the president and artistic director of the Silverton Theater Mine, and we are talking about the Molly Mook Fiddler New Play Readings Festival being held this weekend up in Silverton, beginning today. And Mr. Sullivan, talk to me a little bit about the types of plays that we'll be watching. Are they all a certain theme, or do they kind of cover everything?
This year's theme was we initially wanted to look at this notion of water in its relationship to the mountains, and in that we began to consider the watershed and the various watersheds that you know descend from the Continental Divide and make their way all the way down to the Gulf of California. And so the theme of the watershed, we thought about it poetically, and we've got the title is Watershed of Brazos, and we think about the water that comes from the mountains that kind of embraces all the lands farther than the eye can see. So these plays are all related in some way to water, and in some instances specifically to the watershed, the nearby watershed. And so there's the fellow from Ireland has a play about a mythical creature who comes from the water. There's a play by Sarah Severson from Mancus, called The Alchemy of Change, that has to do with the fluidity of the human experience in the world. And there's a woman from Providence, Rhode Island, who's written a play about Hawthorne and Melville that takes place out on the sea in a raft. And so Those are tangentially and directly and specifically and distantly in a manner. They're all related to water and the watershed.
I see. Well, this is an important year to be thinking about water for sure. So what a great choice. So very good. Well, Daniel Sullivan, thank you for your time today. I appreciate it very, very much. And all of us certainly remember Molly very fondly. And it's great to see her. Her memory lives on. And it's a great way to honor her and remember her by holding this festival in Silverton in the next several days. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks so much, Scott. And everybody, come on out. Molly would, she's in spirit up here. She'd appreciate this. She would appreciate seeing you up here as well. Okay, thanks so much, Scott.
Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.